Okay, cameras downtown Cleveland. A couple angles on this. According to Signal Cleveland, 6 more months. That's how long Cleveland City Council appears ready to agree to keep the license plate readers in place while officials hash out whether to stick with Flock Safety or hire a different company. Flock's the name of the company. City would have to seek bids from other vendors, making more information about how police use the plate readers public, add some language to extend the contract. That, according to reporting at Signal Cleveland, move comes after weeks of debate on whether the technology helps solve any crimes. Council also asking city safety officials to provide that information, and they did provide some stats showing slightly higher arrest rates. Meanwhile, Cleveland.com reporting, newly released records of this Flock camera system, they searched nearly 2,000 times to assist ICE agents or enforce immigration laws in 2025, including cases where officers found vehicles they were looking for in the camera network. Now, the records challenge repeated assurances from the mayor and City Hall about how the city's license plate reader system has been used, saying it would prohibit the cameras from being used for immigration enforcement. So a couple different angles on this. I'm going to bring in Tim Dimoff at Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Let me ask you a couple things. First of all, I mean, we all watch enough crime shows to know you got to get the video. We got to find these cameras, see who's moving around. So it is an important tool to fight crime, correct?
It's absolutely a great tool to fight crime, to track stuff, to recapture what happened. I mean, all of the above is very good, very important. And there is a lot of crime that was solved with the use of Flock cameras that previously we would have never been able to solve. Or the second thing is the Flock cameras speed up the enforcement of those serious crimes that are going on.
But like with any tool, they can be misused. I mean, we've had reports of, you know, personal use, looking up stuff like that. I mean, that can happen with anything, I guess, right?
Well, absolutely. Every time a new tool comes out, there's always the positive side and there's always the negative. Criminals and other people will take everything and anything that is invented and they will see how they can use it for negative situations. I mean, look at artificial intelligence, how it's being used on the negative side also. So we really need to have in place filters that can really control and limit the use of the Flock cameras.
The heat-seeking technology, too, that has been talked about some in this city and others, where they can sense a gun going off. That's another tool.
Yeah. Now the shot, what they call shot location,
yeah,
whatever. Those tools are very good because what you can do is they can have sensors in different areas where you're having a serious problem. And as soon as the gun is fired, it can pick up on where that gun was fired at, the area. It can really narrow it down. Secondly, many times it can tell you what type of gun or caliber was utilized. And those tools are another great asset to law enforcement. And on the shots stopping or shot spotting, we haven't seen abuse in that because it's basically a radar system to let us know somebody's shooting a gun in a very specific area.
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, with me on it this morning. I appreciate your takes on it. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.